I really enjoyed it. It was Autumn by Ali Smith. It took me a while to get into it, but once I got into it, I really got hooked and fan. And it's not necessarily the sort of book I'd normally read.
No, I find Ali Smith quite a difficult writer generally. I know a lot of people are real fans of hers and they'll pick up anything that she writes, but I find that her books are quite distinctive in that each one is quite different, and she has such a style that you do have to immerse yourself in it properly to get to grips with it. This book didn't take me as long as some of them, in that the first three or four pages I found that I thought it wasn't
going to get me at all. What is this about? Because it isn't obvious to start with where it's going, is it?
It's not. And actually, it goes on quite a different tack after those first few pages, because it's introducing an elderly character at the beginning. And then we move on to a younger woman and her experience of life today. And then eventually we realise the link is because she's a visitor of the elderly gentleman. He was a neighbour of hers when she was growing up. But it's an amazing book, I think. It's really slim, isn't it? There's not a lot there, but it's packed with information on all sorts of different levels. You've got all the relationships that are going on between the daughter and her mother and then this elderly gentleman. But it's also the setting, because it's very modern. It's very contemporary.
And it mentions Brexit. I was thinking, how can she have written a book? And that's, you know, it's only just happened, this Brexit business.
That's right. There's lots of links to news stories, because there's about the terrible tragedy of the MP Joe Cox as well. It's mentioned in here. And I found out that the author had, she'd been very close to the wire with a deadline of her previous book, and she thought she'd missed the publication date because she'd been so late in submitting the manuscript. But the publishers, because they're so sophisticated these days with technology and whatnot, were able to claw the time back and publish it on time. So she took advantage of that, I think, and decided that her next book she would make as current as she could possibly make it. And there's even the dedication at the beginning is a bit of a joke, because she says, "For Jilly, see you next week." So it's so contemporary.
Pays off, though, because it does give you a real sense of immediacy in the book.
It does, yes. It makes reading a novel even more relevant, because it challenges us on so many different levels. But the trick is as well that she hasn't made it so contemporary that it's going to be out of date, I think. She still brings relevance to everything that she's saying that makes it, I think, fairly timeless, in that we would come back to this some years later, I think. Even though it's telling us something about today, I don't think it's so of today that we won't find it interesting in years to come.
It's one of four, so she's going to write about each season, I think. And it's about time and getting older. Is that, I mean, tell me how you see it.
Well, I haven't explored the whole quartet yet. Winter is just out and I really want to read it as soon as I can. I'm going to go back and read it straight away, I think. Didn't want to read it ahead of today. But each book is beautifully packaged. So it's got the same sort of theme in how the book is presented and the illustration on the front. And yes, it is the passing of time. And it's, but there are so many different levels that she's bringing into it. This hope and forgiveness, and how we deal with anger and disappointment, all those things that we're facing in perhaps the situation today, and also relationships. But also the elderly gentleman was teaching so much to the younger woman and the girl there are flashbacks. And he's also saying the strength of reading, how important reading is. And that's lovely. I always love those sort of references, because I think it is so vital that we read and we test our imagination and we empathise with characters, because that's where we are challenged ourselves. We don't see things in black and white anymore. We think, oh yeah, there is a grey area, so how do I respond to that? And I think that's the power of the book, power of the novel and fiction.
And if you haven't read it, then I hope just us talking about it maybe persuade you to go and read it, because it isn't a difficult book. It's interesting to get into, but then once you're in it, you want to know what's going to happen. You want to know about the relationship between the young girl and the older man. The young girl reminds me so much of me and my poor mum. She has this sort of feisty relationship with her mum, but then over time you realise how that changes. It's the way time can make a difference to everything, I think, is how I read the book.
Yes, and we change our perspective as we gain experience, I suppose. But with this book, I wasn't quite sure about picking it up in the first place, but a friend, I don't always like the books that this friend recommends, but she was so excited about this particular book and had so much to say about it that I just had to read it. And I'm not disappointed that I read it. So I hope that our enthusiasm will encourage other people to pick it up.
And that's why I started this in the afternoons, because it's so easy to always go and read the same books. You know, I love my crime thrillers, so I could be quite happy just reading those over and over. But I think every so often it's important to try and just read something a little bit different. There's so much option, isn't there? So much variety.
There is, yeah. We're very spoilt, aren't we? So we need to make the most of it.
We need to try and make the most of it. So this is Autumn, and it's written by Ali Smith.